morning, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, dear shareholders, good morning. I welcome you on behalf of the Board of Directors to the Annual General Meeting of Coca-Cola HBC AG. The meeting is now open. The meeting will be held in English and will be recorded. I will chair the meeting in my capacity as Chairman of the Board. I designate Jan Gustafsson as Secretary of the meeting and Clark Kearns as vote counter and responsible person for the assistant vote counters who will collect the voting coupons. I welcome on the podium on my right our CEO, Zoran Bogdanovic, and our CFO, Michalis Imellos, and on my left, our Company Secretary, Jan Gustafsson. In attendance, we also have our statutory auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers AG in Zurich, as well as our independent registered audit firm for our reports under the applicable U.K. rules, PricewaterhouseCoopers SA in Greece. PricewaterhouseCoopers Switzerland is represented by Mike Foley and Luigi Vulgarellis. PricewaterhouseCoopers Greece is represented by Panayiotis Zisis. The independent proxy pursuant to Article 689C of the Swiss Code of Obligations is Ms. Inés Pöschel from Keller Hall's Carrard in Zurich. She will vote according to the instructions she has received from shareholders. Also in attendance is Markus Schnurrenberger, Notary Public in Zug, who will notarize the shareholders' resolution with respect to the agenda items 4 and 11. I will now make some formal remarks concerning the constitution of this Annual General Meeting. The notice for this Annual General Meeting was published in the Swiss Official Gazette of Commerce No. 92 on 14th of May 2019, according to the Articles of Association. In addition, the notice has been sent to the shareholders by mail and was uploaded on the company's website. The agenda and the proposals of the board are set out in the notice. No requests for additional agenda items have been received. The 2018 integrated annual report, which includes the reports by Coca-Cola HBC AG's statutory auditors, was posted on the company's website and was available for inspection at the company's registered office since the 14th of May 2019. Copies of the same were also sent to shareholders who requested to receive these by mail. May I ask any shareholders who are physically present today and who have not given voting instructions to either the independent proxy or a third person based on a written proxy to raise your hands? I note that no shareholder is physically attending today's AGM. In accordance with Article 20 of the Articles of Association, we will conduct voting by written ballot with three coupons: yes, indicating a vote in favor of the proposal of the board; no, indicating refusal of the proposal of the board; and abstain in case of an abstention from voting. As no shareholder is physically attending today's AGM, and as all votes have thus been cast on the basis of proxies and in accordance with the voting instructions provided by the respective shareholders in advance of the AGM, we will refrain from having an individual physical vote on each agenda item. Instead, the voting results on all agenda items will be announced altogether after the vote on the last agenda item 11. This meeting will generally pass resolutions and carry out elections by the absolute majority of votes validly cast. An exception is agenda item 11, the amendments to the Articles of Association in respect of a share capital reduction by canceling treasury shares. In that case, for the resolution to be passed, a qualified majority of at least two-thirds of the vote represented and an absolute majority of the nominal value of shares represented must vote in favor of the proposal. On the other hand, agenda item 10, approval of the remuneration of the Board of Directors and the Operating Committee, will be passed by the relative majority of votes validly cast. Instead of reading out in full the text of each proposal, unless participants specifically request otherwise, I will generally use a short form and refer to the full text of the motions as set out in the notice to this meeting. The full text will also be shown on the screen as we discuss each agenda item. If you wish to speak on a matter during the AGM, please inform us accordingly, and we will provide you with a microphone. When addressing the AGM, please introduce yourself, state your place of domicile, and where applicable, the name of the shareholder you represent. Participants should address their comments and questions when the related agenda item is discussed and be concise in the interest of all attendees. Are there any objections to these procedural matters? Before we start with a discussion and approvals of the agenda items, I will make a few remarks about the company's developments during 2018. I will then ask our CEO, Zoran Bogdanovic, to present a business update to the meeting. Following conclusion of the presentations, we will take questions on pertinent matters before moving to the voting. Dear shareholders, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Directors of Coca-Cola HBC AG, I would like to welcome you to our 2019 Annual General Meeting. Hopefully, you have all had the opportunity to read our 2018 Integrated Annual Report and review the progress the company has made over the last year. Zoran will shortly present on these developments in more detail, and you will be given the opportunity to ask any questions that you may have. In the meantime, I'd like to talk to you through the highlights of the last year. 2018 was another successful year for Coca-Cola HBC, and the board is pleased with the progress that has been made. Our strong performance was the result of the successful execution of our strategy, increasingly efficient operations, and the efforts of our talented and resourceful employees, led by an outstanding management team. With more new products launched in 2018 than ever before, our results are a testimony to the agility and entrepreneurism of our people. I am particularly pleased as we transformed many aspects of our business. Our approach to creating value for all our stakeholders continued. Over the year, the board remained focused on the execution of our growth strategy, particularly on aligning strategically with our network of partners and The Coca-Cola Company in all our markets. It is our commitment to these stakeholders that has been a defining theme of 2018, and our integrated annual report was entitled In Good Company to reflect their importance. The board has striven to ensure that the company has a comprehensive approach to stakeholder engagement, including building robust stakeholder engagement practices, which allows us to listen to any concerns and feedback, taking steps to engage further when necessary. As part of our commitment to this, we held our annual stakeholder forum in Vienna with The Coca-Cola Company. This was a valuable exercise in garnering our partners' opinion on the issues that matter most to us. One such issue that has long been on the minds of many of our stakeholders is sustainability, and I am pleased to say that great progress has been made in managing the social and environmental aspects of our business. While our sustainability leadership has long been recognized, we are determined to remain a leader in this area. As many of our 2020 sustainability targets have already been met, the board recently approved a new set of ambitious targets for 2025. These targets are focused on the issues that matter most to our stakeholders: emissions, water use and stewardship, a world without waste, nutrition, and ingredient sourcing. The board that I chair benefits from a diverse range of skills, experience, independence, and knowledge. It has, in recent years, undergone a process of renewal and is now a very well-balanced and diverse group who can support management in leading our company to long-term success. In 2018, we were able to support Zoran as he developed the business strategy in his first year in the role, and we look forward to ongoing engaging and collaborative discussions for the years to come. In line with our commitment to adhere to best corporate governance practices, as in 2017, a board effectiveness evaluation was conducted in the second half of 2018. We will repeat this again in 2019 to build upon the information gained from previous evaluations. We believe that our board has the right composition and mix of skills to discharge its duties and responsibilities effectively. Nevertheless, the composition and diversity aspects will continue to be under review. Our nomination committee is devoted to developing strong succession plans for the board and senior management, and the board remains committed to recruiting directors with diverse backgrounds, personalities, skills, and experience. Embedding company values at the heart of our corporate culture has been fundamental to our success, and we will continue to cultivate a values-based culture with a drive for excellence. Our culture is defined by our six core values: winning with customers, nurturing our people, excellence, integrity, learning, and performing as one. These values make for a culture where our people are clear on our purpose and growth pillars, as well as our objectives. Transforming a business to become a total beverage company requires us to build on this strong culture. We know from our success in navigating macroeconomic challenges in recent years that our people are resourceful and resilient. Successfully transforming our business requires that we further empower our people to take bold and entrepreneurial action to serve our customers, while at the same time asking that they seek to learn from failure and remain accountable for their decisions. Our strong results and steadfast progress in an ever-changing world is testimony to the agility and entrepreneurial attitude of our workforce and leaves me confident that we have the right culture to succeed in the future. With this in mind, on behalf of the board, I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone at Coca-Cola HBC for another year of outstanding progress towards our 2020 targets. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you, our shareholders, for your support and confidence in our company. As we look to 2019, our focus will remain set on supporting management with strategy and decision-making as we continue our journey to become the 24/7 total beverage partner and prepare for the next chapter of growth. I remain confident in our strategy over the coming year and look forward to reporting back to you at next year's AGM. I will conclude by reminding you that the board is proposing a full-year dividend of 0.57 per share, or 0.57 euros per share, consistent with our progressive dividend policy. In addition, the board is proposing a special dividend of 2 euros per share, reflecting successive years of strong performance, confidence in the future, and our commitment to creating value for our shareholders. Thank you. Zoran, it is now over to you.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us at our annual general meeting. I will give a brief presentation, following which we will open the floor to questions. Before we get started, please can I remind everyone that this presentation contains various forward-looking statements. These should be considered in conjunction with the cautionary statements currently on screen. I am very pleased to stand before you at my second AGM as CEO of Coca-Cola HBC, following another successful year. Let me begin by giving an overview of our progress over 2018 before discussing our Q1 trading and outlook for 2019. 2018 was a strong year for the company, and we are very pleased to report the second consecutive year of top-line growth above 4%-5% range. This growth was coupled with good expansion in operating margin to 10.2% as we continue to make strong progress towards our 2020 targets. Currency-neutral revenue grew by 6%, driven by strong volume growth and another year of price mix expansion. Currency-neutral revenue per case grew by 1.7%. This is the eighth consecutive year of expansion, and all three segments made good contributions. Volume grew by 4.2%, with a strong performance achieved in both sparkling and stills. Sparkling volumes grew 4.3%, the fastest growth in a decade. The pace of innovation is playing a role in this faster growth, and 2018 saw a record number of new product launches, which accounted for 4.4% of our volume growth. Our EBIT margin improved by 70 basis points in the year. Our revenue growth management initiatives, including product innovation, price increases, and better package and category mix, proved very effective, making the biggest contribution to our profits, followed closely by increased volumes. Comparable earnings per share of €1.31 is 5.9% higher than the prior year. We generated strong free cash flow, closing the year at €370 million. Capital expenditure as a percentage of revenue increased to 6.4% as anticipated, as a result of our investments in revenue-generating opportunities. In line with our dividend policy, the Board of Directors proposes a full-year dividend of €0.57 per share, a 5.6% increase on the 2017 dividend. This is in addition to the special dividend of €2 per share also proposed, which follows successive years of strong performance. Now I'd like to look at this performance in greater detail. Volume growth of 4.2% was broad-based across the segments, supported by our revenue growth management initiatives, strong in-market execution, a record number of new product launches, and favorable economic conditions. Russia returned to growth, and our medium-sized emerging and developing segment countries maintained their positive momentum, while volume in the established segment grew by 1%. Currency-neutral revenue grew by 6% over the year, while reported revenue increased by 2.1% despite the resumption of currency depreciation in our emerging markets. Currency-neutral revenue per case grew by 1.7% overall, with growth in all three segments. The growth was a result of price increases as well as package and category mix. Growth moderated in the emerging segment due to the cycling of the 2016-17 price increases in Nigeria and lower premium spirit sales in Russia. Our gross profit margin improved by 40 basis points, helped by a low single-digit decrease in input costs per case, which more than outweighed adverse currency movements. Comparable operating expenses as a percentage of revenue improved by 20 basis points, largely driven by top-line operating leverage. Comparable EBIT increased by 9.6%, and comparable EBIT margin expanded by 70 basis points to 10.2% due to better price mix, volume, and operating leverage. Adverse currency movements, such as the depreciation of the Russian ruble, Nigerian naira, and to a lesser extent the Swiss franc, resulted in €51 million currency headwind. Our EPS grew by 5.9% compared to the previous year. The growth was slower than the comparable EBIT growth of 9.6% due to higher financing costs and increased tax charges following our profit expansion. The working capital balance continues to be in the triple-digit negative territory. As previously mentioned, the company generated strong free cash flow of €370 million, a deterioration of €56 million year-on-year due to higher capital expenditure. Now, turning to the revenue performance on segmental level. Volume growth was strong, growing in all three market segments, and was the main driver of the 6% increase in currency-neutral revenues. Turning to currency-neutral revenue per case by segment. In our established markets, currency-neutral revenue per case increased by 1.1%, driven by favorable price mix due to sugar tax implementation in Ireland and small price increases selectively taken in other markets, as well as positive category and package mix. In developing markets, currency-neutral revenue per case grew by 2.8%. Favorable impacts from price increases in Hungary and Poland, as well as category and package mix, were partially offset by negative channel mix. The emerging markets saw a slowdown in the pace of currency-neutral revenue per case growth, mainly due to the cycling of the price increases taken in Nigeria in 2016 and 2017, and the discontinuation of our distribution of Brown-Forman products in Russia. The growth of 2.4% was the result of price increases and package mix, partially offset by adverse channel mix. Excluding the impact of premium spirits distribution in Russia, currency-neutral revenue per case increased by 5% in the emerging segment. Turning to input costs. Currency-neutral input costs per case was down 1.4% compared to the previous year, an improvement on our latest guidance, which we had continually revised downwards as the year unfolded. Sugar was the main driver of this improvement, where we achieved rates that represent a decline compared to the prior year, while PET resin prices increased in 2018 as a result of higher oil prices. We were able to minimize the impact of increasing aluminum spot prices through favorable hedges, lightweighting initiatives, and the strategic management of contracts. Turning to our OpEx performance, we were able to improve comparable operating expenses as a percentage of revenue by 20 basis points in the full year to 27.7%. We are particularly pleased with this performance given that it was delivered while we also increased our marketing investments by 30 basis points of revenue in 2018. The company also benefited from cycling the prior year's bad debt provision in Croatia, as well as its partial recovery, which amounted to 20 basis points of revenue in total. Turning to operating performance, comparable operating profit was 681 million euros in the year, a 60 million euros increase from 2017. In the established segment, comparable operating profit declined by 3.9% to 240.7 million euros, resulting in a 50 basis point contraction in comparable operating profit margin to 9.7%. Higher input costs, higher operating expenses, and adverse foreign currency movements, mainly from the Swiss franc, offset volume growth and favorable price and product mix to drive this contraction. Developing markets achieved a comparable operating profit of 137 million euros, a 48.4% increase compared to the previous year, with profit growth achieved in all countries. Comparable EBIT margin for the segment improved by 260 basis points to 10.5%. Higher volume, price and mix more than offset the impact on favorable input costs and currency movements. The segment also benefited from cycling the prior year's bad debt provision in Croatia. The emerging market segment delivered comparable operating profit of 303 million euros, resulting in 100 basis point improvement in the comparable operating margin to 10.5%. Better price mix across the segment and higher sales volumes were partially offset by the impact of adverse currency movements and increased operating expenses as we invested in the FIFA World Cup and launch of new products. Let me now give you an update on our performance so far in 2019. We have started the year well, delivering solid growth in revenues despite the impact of this year's late Easter. In the first quarter, our revenue growth was up 4.7% on a currency-neutral basis, driven by strong volume growth of 3.5% and 1.1% expansion in currency-neutral revenue per case. This puts us on track to deliver on our expectations for the year, given that in 2019, the sell-in for the Easter period shifts from the first into the second quarter, and that we still have the impact of the discontinuation of our distribution of the Brown-Forman brands in Russia in our numbers in the first quarter. The negative impact of these two factors in the first quarter was 150 basis points, 90 basis points on volumes, and 60 basis points on price mix. This good start sets us up well to deliver on our plans and make 2019 another year in which we achieve FX neutral revenue growth above the 4-5% range, with another step up in margins. Overall, we expect volume to continue to grow in all three segments, with the established and emerging market segments maintaining their current growth trends, while developing markets will moderate to more normalized levels. We also believe we can continue to deliver an improvement in FX neutral net sales revenue per case. The developing segment should accelerate its price mix growth, while in the emerging segment, we have now cycled the discontinuation of our distribution of the Brown-Forman products in Russia and the negative impact that has had on the price mix. We expect the adverse impact on EBIT from foreign currency to amount to 50 million euros, considering the current spot rates. For our commodity costs overall, we expect our input costs per case to increase by low single digits on a currency-neutral basis. Finally, we expect to deliver further reduction in operating expenses as a percentage of net sales revenue in the year, aided by the operating leverage of the anticipated growth in our revenue. 2 weeks ago, we held the Capital Markets Day in London. At our last Investor Day in June 2016, we set out an ambitious plan for 2020 to deliver strong growth in revenue and margins. As we enter the final stage of this plan, I am pleased to say that we are delivering against these targets, having grown into a considerably stronger and more capable organization in the process. With this in mind, it is time to look to the future. Accordingly, we used our recent Capital Markets Day to set out a new and ambitious plan to continue our strong growth to 2025, which, guided by our vision to become the leading 24/7 beverage partner, targets another step up in financial performance. The plan builds on our recent consistent, strong performance and the considerable progress we have made in strengthening our business. We've recently proven our ability to deliver industry-leading growth, and we plan to maintain this pace, which represents a step up in performance versus our 2016 to 2020 plan. Our plan targets annual organic currency-neutral revenue growth of between 5-6%. Having already grown margins by 270 basis points since the start of the plan, from 7.5% in 2015 to 10.2% last year, we aim to achieve our 11% EBIT margin target by 2020 and to deliver further margin expansion of between 20-40 basis points beyond 2020. In addition, we plan to fulfill the sustainability commitments I have outlined and keep our employees engaged. On employee engagement, we measure ourselves against the benchmark of the highest performing companies in the industry. With that, I will now open the floor to your questions. I want to thank you for joining us today. I would like to leave you with the following thoughts. We have a broad 24/7 product portfolio, the commercial capabilities and passionate people to continue to win market share and to deliver on our strategy. This sets us up well for the future, and we are confidently looking forward to the next stage in our development. Of course, we also look forward to speaking to you again next year to continue to share our progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoran. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the report of the shareholders present. Before we move on to the agenda, I pass on to our company secretary, who will read out the report of presence. Jan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one shareholder representative present, representing 234,246,241 shares, and the same number of votes being represented. This corresponds to a represented total nominal amount of 1,569,449,814.70 Swiss francs, and 62.83% of the total share capital, and 64.55% of the outstanding voting rights, which amounts to 362,893,546 voting rights in total, each as of the 18th of June, 2019. So the present share votes are represented all by Ms. Pöschel, 234,246,241.
Are there any objections? If not, I now declare that today's general meeting has been properly convened and constituted, and can validly discuss and resolve on all items of the agenda. Moving to agenda item one, which is the receipt of the 2018 integrated annual report, as well as approval of the annual management report, the standalone financial statements, and the consolidated financial statements for the financial year ended 31st of December, 2018. The board of directors proposes to receive the integrated annual report of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the financial year ended 31st of December, 2018, and the annual management report and the standalone financial statements of the company, as well as the consolidated financial statements of the company and its subsidiaries for the financial year ended on 31st of December, 2018, be approved. The integrated annual report has been prepared according to Swiss statutory reporting requirements, as well as the requirements applicable to the company as a result of its premium listing on the London Stock Exchange. It contains Coca-Cola HBC AG's annual management report, the standalone financial statements, and the consolidated financial statements of the CCHBC Group, as further detailed on the introductory page of the integrated annual report. The integrated annual report contains the reports of the company's statutory auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, Switzerland. In its reports, PricewaterhouseCoopers AG recommends, without qualification, that the standalone financial statements and the consolidated financial statements be approved. I ask the representatives of PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, do you wish to add anything to your report?
No, we have no additional comments to make.
Thank you. Would somebody like to comment on this subject? Thank you. We now move on to agenda item two, appropriation of available earnings and reserves, and declaration of dividends. The board of directors proposes to carry forward the retained earnings as set out in the notice. Would somebody like to comment on this subject? The board of directors proposes to declare on each ordinary registered share from the general capital contribution reserve an ordinary dividend of 0.57 and a special dividend of 2 euros, as further set out in the notice. I'm now inviting questions on item 2.2. We now move on to agenda item three, discharge of the members of the board of directors and the members of the operating committee. The board of directors proposes that discharge be granted to the members of the board of directors and the members of the operating committee for the financial year beginning on 1st of January, 2018, and ending on 31st of December, 2018, I am now inviting questions on item three. Please note that people who have been engaged in the management of Kakwala HBC's AG in any way are not entitled to vote on this agenda item. We will now move on to agenda item four, election of the Board of Directors, the Chairman of the Board of Directors, and the Remuneration Committee. First, the current members of the Board of Directors, as set out in the notice, shall be re-elected. I am now inviting questions in this regard before we proceed. If I will now read out each candidate proposed by the Board for re-election under item 4.1. Under item 4.1.1, the Board of Directors proposes the re-election of Anastasis G. David as a member of the Board of Directors and as the Chairman of the Board of Directors in a single vote. We now proceed to item 4.1.2, the re-election of Alexandra Papalexopoulou as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. Item 4.1.3 is the re-election of Reto Francioni as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. Item 4.1.4 is the re-election of Charlotte Boyle as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. We now proceed to item 4.1.5. The re-election of Zoran Bogdanovic as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.6 is the re-election of Olusola David Borja as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.7 is the re-election of Bill Douglas as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.8 is the re-election of Anastasios I. Leventis as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.9 is the re-election of Christodoulos Leventis as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item, 4.1.10, is the re-election of Jose Octavio Reyes as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.11 is the re-election of Ryan Rudolph as a member of the Board of Directors. Item 4.1.12 is the re-election of John Secchi as a member of the Board of Directors. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders elect Alfredo Rivera as a new member of the Board of Directors for a term of 1 year until the end of the next annual general meeting in 2020. Mr. Rivera has been recommended for election as a non-executive director by Coca-Cola HBC's AG's nomination committee after consultation with the chairman, taking into consideration the provisions of the Article of Association and the provisions of the UK Corporate Governance Code. I am delighted that our Board of Directors has nominated Alfredo Rivera as a new non-executive director. Alfredo's biography is set out in the notice. I am now inviting questions on item 4.2. We now move on to agenda item 5, election of the independent proxy. The Board of Directors proposes to elect Ms. Ines Perschel, Kellerhals Karad Zurich, KIG, Zurich, Switzerland, as independent proxy for a term of 1 year until the end of the next annual general meeting in 2020. I am now inviting questions on item 5. We will now move on to agenda item 6, the election of the auditors. The Board of Directors proposes to re-elect PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, Zurich, Switzerland, as the statutory auditor of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the financial year ending 31 of December 2019. PricewaterhouseCoopers AG in Zurich, Switzerland, will also act as audit expert for audits of capital increases. I am now inviting questions on this item. Moving on to item 6.2, the Board of Directors proposes 1. To approve by way of an advisory vote the reappointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers SA, Halandri Greece, as the independent registered public accounting firm of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the purposes of reporting under the rules of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, to hold office for a term of 1 year until the next annual general meeting in 2020, and 2. To confirm by way of an advisory vote the authority of the Audit and Risk Committee to determine PricewaterhouseCoopers SA's terms of engagement and remuneration. I am now inviting questions on this item. Thank you. We now move on to agenda item 7, advisory vote on the UK remuneration report. The Board of Directors proposes to approve by way of an advisory vote the UK remuneration report, being the remuneration report of the Board of Directors, excluding the section containing the remuneration policy of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the purposes of this resolution. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We now move on to agenda item 8, advisory vote on the remuneration policy. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve by way of an advisory vote the remuneration policy of Coca-Cola HBC AG in the form set out at pages 126 to 134 of the 2018 Integrated Annual Report, which takes effect immediately after the end of the annual general meeting on the 18th of June 2019. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We now move on to agenda item 9, advisory vote on the Swiss remuneration report. The Board of Directors proposes to approve by way of an advisory vote the Swiss remuneration report, being the remuneration report required by Swiss law. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We will now move on to agenda item 10, approval of the remuneration of the Board of Directors and the Operating Committee. Based on Article 34 of the Articles of Association, these items require a relative majority of the votes validly cast in order to be passed. Moving to item 10.1, approval of the maximum aggregate amount of remuneration for the Board of Directors until the next annual general meeting. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve a maximum aggregate amount of compensation for the members of the Board of Directors covering the period from 2019 Annual General Meeting until the next Annual General Meeting in 2020 in the amount of €1.5 million. Are there any questions or comments? Moving to item 10.2. Approval of the maximum aggregate amount of remuneration for the Operating Committee for the next financial year. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve a maximum aggregate amount of compensation for the members of the Operating Committee, which includes the Chief Executive Officer, for the next financial year starting on the 1st of January 2020 and ending on 31st of December 2020 in the amount of €35 million. I am now inviting questions on this item. We now move on to agenda item 11, amendments of the Articles of Association in respect of management incentive and long-term incentive arrangements. The Board of Directors proposes to A. reduce the share capital of Coca-Cola HBC AG by Swiss francs 21,773,680.1 from Swiss francs 2,491,242,434.3 to Swiss francs 2,469,468,754.2 by cancelling 3,249,803 registered shares, each with a par value of Swiss francs 6.70, which are held by Coca-Cola HBC AG in treasury and were acquired as part of the share buyback program approved at the annual general meeting held on the 11th of June 2018. B, to confirm as a result of the auditor's report issued pursuant to Article 732, paragraph 2 of the Swiss Code of Obligations that the creditors' claims are fully covered in spite of the capital reduction, and C, to change Article 4, paragraph 1 of the Articles of Association of Coca-Cola HBC AG upon completion of the reduction of share capital as set forth in the notice. A copy of the Articles of Association, as proposed to be amendment, is available at the entrance of the meeting room. We marked the amendments in bold and italics. Are there any questions or comments? According to Article 19, paragraph 3 of our Articles of Association, a special majority of at least two-thirds of the voting rights represented and an absolute majority of the nominal value of the shares represented is required for this proposal. A presence quorum is not provided for in Article 19, paragraph 1 of our Articles of Association. Ladies and gentlemen, we have completed the last agenda item of our annual general meeting.
Do you want to wait to put it up on the screen?
I can also, dear Mr. Chairman, say that all items have been approved with 95% and more yes votes, and we will hand in the list afterwards.
Super.
With the detailed results.
Thank you.
Shall we wait a few minutes for the, or shall
no,
we
I
move
think
on?
It's okay. We
okay.
can move on. Yeah, we can close it.
I declare that the general meeting has approved the proposals of the Board of Directors for each agenda item by required majority. Detailed voting results will be shown in the following minutes and posted on our company website. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the formal business of today's annual general meeting closed. The minutes of this annual general meeting will be available for inspection as of the 5th of July 2019 at the registered office of Coca-Cola HBC AG. Finally, I sincerely thank you all for your interest and participation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we?
Good. Thank you.
You've seen them, eh?
Yes.